Welcome to Recovery Talk 101. I'm your host, Rick Ford, and you're listening to 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM. Today's date is January the 16th, and it's 43 cloudy degrees out there here in the city of Philadelphia. Tonight's show is sponsored by the Consortium with our good friend John White on the line. And there's a whole lot we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to open up the phone lines at 215-634-8065, toll free 1-866-361-0900. You can hit us up on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and guess what? You can even download the free WURD app in your Android iPhone. So we're going to get right into the discussion. John, welcome to the show. How are you? I can't hear you, John. Are you there? All right, maybe we're having some technical problems. So what we're going to do is, okay. John, are you there? All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to open up the phone lines because I can't hear too much right now on my end. So we got to make sure we can get this stuff done correctly, and hopefully we can get this volume right and this all this other stuff right, okay? So, I tell you what, All right. Mike, do you got me? Okay, cool. So it looks like, hey, you know, things happen, man, when with this new technology, the way things are moving, with folks utilizing Zoom and Skype and all that. So we're going to keep things rolling here. I hope you guys can see me and hear me. So, and I'm waiting on John White from Consortium. We'll tie him in. And if that doesn't work, John, we'll have you call into the station at 215-634-8065, toll-free, 1-866-361-0900. And it seems like I'm getting...
I got it. See you later. You got me. You got me now.
No, I really don't.
Well, I'm on the word thing.
Hello. I don't know what happened here. So here's what we're going to do. John, I'm going to call in, and I'm going to want you to call into the station as well. We'll do it that way, all right? All righty. That way we can't. Oh, okay. It seems like we got you. Now, do we got John on? I don't know. John, are you there? Hey, sounds like we... John, are you there now? I got you, John. Hey, we're working now.
You see me?
I had your picture there, but I hear your voice. Can you hear me? John? All right. So this is what we're going to do, John. We're going to hang up. We're going to call into the station, all right? Let's do it that way. All right. Thanks again.
Soldier. Musicology. Yeah. Wait a minute, babe. Wish I had a dollar for every time you say. Don't you miss the feeling music gave you back in the day? Let's groove, September. Earth, wind, fire. Hot pants by James. Slides don't take you higher. Minor keys and drums to make a rhythm skate jam. Take your pick, turntable, or a band. Lord, if it ain't Chuck D, Jam Master J, know what? They losing. Cause we got a PhD in advance by Timberland. Keep the party moving, just like I told you. Kick the old school joint for the true folk soldiers. Musicology. Alright. Hold it down, band.
You need the most opioids, alcohol, maybe other drugs. You're desperate to help, but you don't know what to do. So you just watch. And just as desperately, you do nothing. Well, there is something you can do. Call the consortium. They've helped a lot of people in their 50 years. Thousands. Good people who just need to get out of their own jail. The consortium's multicultural clients come from all over the region to their West Philadelphia location because the consortium's understanding and proven methods are treasured by them because they work. And while they could go anywhere, they choose the consortium, and so can you. Call 267-233-5163. If you know someone in trouble, just give us a call. We'll help with the rest. The consortium, 267-233-5163.
There's a new option in Philadelphia for the moment a person decides to stop using drugs or alcohol. It's called Access Point, operated by Northeast Treatment Centers, the most trusted nonprofit provider of addiction treatment services in Philadelphia. At Access Point, you can walk in right now or anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We know that waiting to receive medication is a big reason people don't follow through with treatment. At Access Point, once you make the decision to stop using, we can stabilize you and administer medication immediately. You are able to stay with us for up to 23 hours so we can monitor and treat withdrawal symptoms. We can then work with you to develop a plan of care and help move you into the most appropriate next level of care to meet your needs. If this is your day to make that decision and you want immediate attention, contact Access Point at 844-533-8200. That's 844-533-8200. We are located at 5th and Spring Garden. We are here when you need us. Access Point. Do you or a loved one suffer from an addiction, trauma, or mental illness? Here at the Kirkbride Center, our mission is to help our patients, their families, and friends by providing a therapeutic environment for treatment and recovery. Located at 111 North 49th Street in West Philadelphia, Kirkbride provides both short and long-term inpatient care for adults who need help from recovering from mental illness and drug and alcohol addictions. And we specialize in the use of methadone and suboxone for the treatment of opiate dependencies. This year, our staff has also pioneered a new long-term residential program for women with addictions who are survivors of trauma, the first of its kind in Philadelphia. Treatment is covered by most insurance plans, and county funding is accepted for those without insurance. Self-pay arrangements are also available, and referrals and admissions to the Kirkbride Center are accepted 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For more information or to schedule an intake at the Kirkbride Center, please call our number at 215-471-2488 right away. Again, that's 215-471-2488. The Kirkbride Center is a proud sponsor of 900 AM WURD. Greater Philadelphia Health Action, GPHA, has been a champion of quality and comprehensive healthcare services for more than 50 years. GPHA is your total healthcare home, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services. GPHA now offers telehealth visits to connect you with a provider from the safety of your home. Sick visits, follow-ups, chronic disease medication management, subspecialty care, behavioral health therapy, dental, and more. Pediatrics through adults. Know your health. Know yourself. Be aware of your health and any underlying health issues that you may have. In-person appointments are also available, ensuring all CDC guidelines are followed for your safety. Schedule an appointment today with GPHA, 1-888-296-GPHA or gphainc.org. GPHA, your total healthcare home. 1-888-296-GPHA or visit us online at gphainc.org. The Behavioral Wellness Center at Girard is a Philadelphia drug and alcohol treatment center offering both inpatient and outpatient psychiatric and substance abuse counseling and treatments. The Behavioral Wellness Center at Girard, formerly North Philadelphia Health System's Girard Medical Center, has always been at the forefront of innovation in the provision of treatment services for individuals with substance abuse and mental health challenges and a willing partner to the City of Philadelphia in serving city residents. The center's role in the health and wellness of the citizens of Philadelphia has been and continues to be critical, particularly given its location and easy access to much-needed services in the surrounding communities. They provide effective, evidence-based behavioral health services and partner with participants in their wellness journey. Their services include substance use disorder services, inpatient psychiatric services, outpatient drug and alcohol treatment services using methadone, suboxone, and Vivitrol. They deliver these services in a manner that is spiritually and culturally sensitive and responsive to community needs. Let them help you through your recovery journey. Contact them at 215-787-2407. That's 215-787-2407. Behavioral Wellness Center at Girard, inspiring hope and transforming lives.
Hi, this is Council President Darrell Clark, and I listen to my main man, Rick Ford, heard here on 900 AM WURD.
Hi, I'm the First Lady of Recovery, Sheila Ford, and you're listening to Recovery Talk 101 with Rick Ford on 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM.
John?
I heard you.
Yeah, just hang up and call into the show.
See you later.
All right. Mike?
Just stay here now.
Let me call it station.
Hello, Jesus, Jesus children, Jesus loves you, Jesus children. Hello, children, Jesus loves you, America. Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying? Are you healing, praying, feeling what you say inside?
Hey, I am back here at 900 AM WURD. For you folks that are viewing and listening, again, we apologize for there's been a host of miscommunications and how we operating. However, we're waiting on John White, and John White's going to call in, but we want to talk about the most important things. Folks are still waiting on stimulus checks, unemployment checks. Folks are a little apprehensive about the vaccine. Folks are still dying from COVID-19. And again, what's happening here in the city of Philadelphia, the murder rate still keeps to go up like a thermometer. I tell you, I am feeling kind of on a sad side because I noticed there was a murder up there in Brewery at 31st and Jefferson. Today, just today, I went to the gravesite of my nephew, Stanley Ford. And I'm going to say this again. While at the cemetery, my good friend who was a funeral director told me to look around this cemetery. And he said to me, in these exact words, he said, Rick, look around the cemetery, all these graves are homicide victims, men, women, and children. And I want to say that again. He told me to look around the cemetery. This cemetery, he said, all these bodies are homicide victims, men, women, and children. So I went today to visit my nephew, Stanley Ford, at his gravesite, just to spend a moment with him. Again, we're going to open up the phone lines for those that are viewing and listening. I need to know from you what your thoughts about the vaccines. I like to know, are you willing to take the vaccines or not? Last week, we had Dr. Janice Youngborn from the Greater Philadelphia Health Action, and she just provided us with a wealth of information about the different variations of the vaccine. And she even talked a little about a lot about the vaccines. So I don't know, man. I've just really been struggling, really trying to get folks acclimated. Today, they're opening up restaurants and folks are, again, begin to gather in crowds and stuff like that. So I'm just really fighting through, making sure I can keep myself safe and secure, wear my mask, wash my hands, and stay away from just a host of folks. It's a lot going on. For the last couple of weeks, we've just been feeding people in the community, providing food on behalf of the Brothers of Stirring Mansion and our wonderful sheriff, Michelle Bilal, and all the other folks who've been working with us in conjunction with feeding the folks and the communities, the elderly folks, and all those folks who are in dire need of not only nourishment, but finances. It's a lot going on. And as we close out as we close down the 2020 year, I think we are all looking forward to moving in a new direction here in January. So one of the things that we're going to be doing is back in September, we kind of closed out our Recovery Idol competition. We had a virtual Recovery Idol, and we're going to be starting back again late April. So I'll be giving you more information about that in the next upcoming weeks. How to reach me at 215-327-5065. Again, 215-327-5065. This is how you reach me. We're going to be talking about how you can sign up for the virtual Recovery Idol 2021. And we're looking forward to find out our great winner for this year here. I really want to hear your thoughts as we move towards the new incoming president, Biden, and all the things that's going to be taking place. I've been listening closely to the media about telling folks, please don't go to D.C. Stay away. We want to be able to protect our landscape. We want to protect our capitals here in the city of Philadelphia and Harrisburg and around the nation. There's a whole lot of hateful folks out there that are looking forward to really causing more harness to folks. So I don't know. I'm just going to make sure that we stay safe and secure in a way during that whole thing of getting Joe Biden as our president. It's important that we all focus on the things that we need to do. So we're going to take a break. And again, phone lines are open, 215-634-8065. I want to know your thoughts. Are you willing to take the vaccine or not? Or you still have that fear factor with all the other conspiracy theorists that folks talk about, like our feelings dealing with the medical folks? All right, we'll take a break. Give us a call. We're waiting on your call. I want to talk to you about your thoughts. We'll be right back.
Lady of Recovery, Sheila Ford, and you're listening to Recovery Talk 101 with Rick Ford on 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM.
So there's someone very close to you, and they're in a lot of trouble with opioids, alcohol, maybe other drugs. You're desperate to help, but you don't know what to do. So you just watch, and just as desperately, you do nothing. Well, there is something you can do. Call the consortium. They've helped a lot of people in their 50 years, thousands, good people who just need to get out of their own jail. The consortium's multicultural clients come from all over the region to their West Philadelphia location because the consortium's understanding and proven methods are treasured by them because they work. And while they could go anywhere, they choose the consortium, and so can you. Call 267-233-5163. If you know someone in trouble, just give us a call. We'll help with the rest. The Consortium, 267-233-5163.
There's a new option in Philadelphia for the moment a person decides to stop using drugs or alcohol. It's called Access Point, operated by Northeast Treatment Centers, the most trusted nonprofit provider of addiction treatment services in Philadelphia. At Access Point, you can walk in right now or anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We know that waiting to receive medication is a big reason people don't follow through with treatment. At Access Point, once you make the decision to stop using, we can stabilize you and administer medication immediately. You are able to stay with us for up to 23 hours so we can monitor and treat withdrawal symptoms. We can then work with you to develop a plan of care and help move you into the most appropriate next level of care to meet your needs. If this is your day to make that decision and you want immediate attention, contact Access Point at 844-533-8200. That's 844-533-8200. We are located at 5th and Spring Garden. We are here when you need us. Access Point. Do you or a loved one suffer from an addiction, trauma, or mental illness? Here at the Kirkbride Center, our mission is to help our patients, their families, and friends by providing a therapeutic environment for treatment and recovery. Located at 111 North 49th Street in West Philadelphia, Kirkbride provides both short and long-term inpatient care for adults who need help from recovering from mental illness and drug and alcohol addictions. And we specialize in the use of methadone and suboxone for the treatment of opiate dependencies. This year, our staff has also pioneered a new long-term residential program for women with addictions who are survivors of trauma, the first of its kind in Philadelphia. Treatment is covered by most insurance plans, and county funding is accepted for those without insurance. Self-pay arrangements are also available, and referrals and admissions to the Kirkbride Center are accepted 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For more information or to schedule an intake at the Kirkbride Center, please call our number at 215-471-2488 right away. Again, that's 215-471-2488. The Kirkbride Center is a proud sponsor of 900 AM WURD. Greater Philadelphia Health Action, GPHA, has been a champion of quality and comprehensive healthcare services for more than 50 years. GPHA is your total healthcare home, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services. GPHA now offers telehealth visits to connect you with a provider from the safety of your home. Sick visits, follow-ups, chronic disease medication management, subspecialty care, behavioral health therapy, dental, and more. Pediatrics through adults. Know your health. Know yourself. Be aware of your health and any underlying health issues that you may have. In-person appointments are also available, ensuring all CDC guidelines are followed for your safety. Schedule an appointment today with GPHA, 1-888-296-GPHA or gphainc.org. GPHA, your total healthcare home, 1-888-296-GPHA or visit us online at gphainc.org. The Behavioral Wellness Center at Girard is a Philadelphia drug and alcohol treatment center offering both inpatient and outpatient psychiatric and substance abuse counseling and treatments. The Behavioral Wellness Center at Girard, formerly North Philadelphia Health System's Girard Medical Center, has always been at the forefront of innovation in the provision of treatment services for individuals with substance abuse and mental health challenges and a willing partner to the City of Philadelphia in serving city residents. The center's role in the health and wellness of the citizens of Philadelphia has been and continues to be critical, particularly given its location and easy access to much-needed services in the surrounding communities. They provide effective, evidence-based behavioral health services and partner with participants in their wellness journey. Their services include substance use disorder services, inpatient psychiatric services, outpatient drug and alcohol treatment services using methadone, suboxone, and Vivitrol. They deliver these services in a manner that is spiritually and culturally sensitive and responsive to community needs. Let them help you through your recovery journey. Contact them at 215-787-2407. That's 215-787-2407. Behavioral Wellness Center at Girard, inspiring hope and transforming lives.
Hi, this is Council President Darrell Clark, and I listen to my main man, Rick Ford, heard here on 900 AM WURD.
Hey, we're back. And again, man, I want to first apologize to the viewers and listeners. I think that happened on my end. It didn't happen at WURD. I think Rick Ford, I kind of messed things up tonight. But I'm going to go right to the phone lines. I think we got John White on the line. John, are you there?
Finally, can you hear me, Rick?
Yeah, can you talk up? Yeah, I hear you, John.
Okay, I've been listening the whole time. You couldn't hear me, though.
You know, Happy New Year's to you. What a way to start the New Year's, right?
I'm telling you, you know, everyone was so hopeful that 2021 would allow us to put 2020 behind us. But apparently, there's still more to come.
Yeah.
These are perilous, hazardous times. I mean, think about it. You've got the virus. You've got gun violence. You've got the constant negative reports on the news about what's happening.
Yeah.
You've got Trump still feeling the effects of him. And you had last week in Washington. And it's crazy.
Yeah.
Because there are no answers to any of this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you say to the people who came to Mark, who broke into the Capitol? What do you want? They want Trump. They're not there for jobs. They're not there for better schools. They're there because they want Donald Trump to continue in his role of continue to antagonize people. You know, it's crazy.
It's funny about that. Here we are in the middle of Martin Luther King weekend. And it's so hard to focus on Dr. Martin Luther King based on the continents about this nonsense.
Other than to remember the things that he was demanding back then, we're still demanding.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have the equality. We don't have the parity. And we don't have the justice.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I go back to January of 2020, the very first week of January, we're talking about the impeachment process. We're almost at this. Think about that, John.
All over again.
It's all over again. The same rigmarole and nonsense. And I recall vividly January of 2020, they were talking about the impeachment process. And then right in the middle of that, right after that, then the coronavirus, and then after that, police brutality and the murders and all that stuff. And that just transcended all the way to where we are right now. Isn't that crazy?
Ridiculous. But what do we do? And now that we know that, a friend of mine says all the time, so what are we going to do now?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I think we have to stay more prayerful. I think it has really put us all in an uncompromising position in terms of relying on the media, relying on the politicians, with all the external factors. Folks aren't working. Folks don't have health coverage. When you look at the systemic stuff that's happening with us, with the murders, and I'm just, it's a lot, man. It has affected me emotionally.
And that's the issue. Very little attention is paid to the caregiver.
Yeah.
I mean, you know this. The counselors are confronting trauma every day, all day. And then they got to go home and deal with their stuff.
Yeah.
And there's no positive reinforcements around other than maybe family. And the people who provide that care, provide that support, that provide the counseling and the therapy, we spend so much time trying to bring mental wellness to somebody else and not enough time making sure that we are mentally fit.
Yeah.
We went to our informal assistance provider and asked them to conduct groups, talk sessions with any of our employees that want to do it. Wow. I told my managers, don't ask them if they need it. Tell them it's available.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them to use it. Because we need help too.
Well, you know,
I'm not sure who's more depressed about this, me or you.
Yeah, and you know, when I think of the health providers and counselors and therapists and clinicians, how difficult that can be to go in an atmosphere that's still inundated with folks uncertain about wearing a mask.
Yes.
You know, what's the morale like over there at Consortium, John?
The morale is good, but the emotional health of many of our employees, of course, has been affected by this.
Yeah.
My case managers are going to people's homes.
Wow.
We're serving people food. Now, most of our therapeutic stuff and counseling is telehealth. But in order to provide support for people, you got to meet them where they are.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've had, also, when you count the loved ones and friends of our employees, when you count the number of consumers, patients, and clients, we've lost over 140 people.
Repeat that again, John.
I'm including parents of our employees, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, children, and I'm counting consumers of our services, our clients, our patients. All together, we've lost 140 people.
Those numbers are crazy.
Well, let me tell you where it's the craziest. You're familiar with IDS, right?
Yes.
And you know that they have group homes and CLAs, right?
Yeah.
Community living arrangements?
Yes.
It's called congregate living, isn't it? They represent the largest percentage of folks who have contracted COVID of any other demographic in the city.
Wow.
They used to be called, you know, mental retardation, okay?
Yeah.
But folks with intellectual disability, who are living in community living arrangements,
yeah,
in group homes, and other congregate living circumstances, there are more of that demographic have contracted the virus than any other demographic in the city.
Well, you know, John, it's funny, when I ride around the city, primarily when I go to my office down here in Kensington and Frankfurt, and there's a plethora of folks that are all on Kensington Avenue, and I want to put this out there. When I look and see what's happening there, it seems like folks are doing anything. I'm going to say this. Folks said they are doing something. Social service agencies stating that they're out there. But when you have an abundance of people out here urinating, defecating, using drugs, having sex, selling drugs, and the police is right there, and it's like a movie. So, you know.
What do you mean, man?
What do I mean? What I'm saying is.
They're not showing up.
Oh, no. If you get on Kensington Avenue at Kensington and Lehigh and come straight up Kensington Avenue all the way up to Allegheny, you would see what I consider it to be like it's not a movie. And I want to be clear how I kind of emphasize this. Folks are out there with no protection. So they're rightfully doing what they're doing out there. They're selling drugs, using drugs, and the police, I'm going to put that word out there again, they're not doing anything down there to kind of, you know, and folks are just randomly doing what they do down there. Shoot drugs, have sex, steal and rob.
Where's social services? Where's
DHS, CBA? Yeah, well, they say they're out there. But here is the thing. If the Philadelphia Police Department isn't doing anything, you know, they just had a big thing on the air about trying to kind of open up these safe injection sites. Well, they shot that down. Well, they shot that down, but they're still allowing people to randomly just be out there using drugs and selling drugs and doing all the other things. And you know what? To ride through there, to see it on a daily basis, like, you know, folks migrate all over to come down here to Philadelphia for the high, you know, whatever they're getting down there, fentanyl, heroin, and so on and so on. Things aren't getting any better down there, John.
But Rick, you're driving through. Where about the people who live there?
Well, that, and you know, I understand that. And those are the folks you want to support.
That's why they should be up. That's why the city's entities ought to be out there. Police, you know, in particular.
Well, My argument now is with the Philadelphia Police Department. I'm going to have a meeting with the commissioner. And the reason why I think it's important to kind of emphasize and creating more of a prevention and intervention program. When you see kids walking through there.
When you see
folks out there urinating, defecating, having sex. What are we doing to kind of educate these kids and not to be like that?
I visited the safe injection site for all before COVID.
Yeah.
I took public transportation. This is what kids have to walk through and pass. Needles, folks nodding out on the steps to the L.
Yeah.
On the bus stop. While they waiting on the school bus, they selling drugs on the corner right almost surrounding them.
Absolutely.
So how do you do that? Now count the virtual stuff that they're getting now. A lot of them are bored.
We've got a couple calls about a location, and I'm not going to put the location on the air. But the drug dealers had really just took over this particular area. So, you know, we got a couple of calls from Kenyona Sanchez and some other people. And they actually hired security guards to man that location. But like anything else, John, you know, like anything else, drug dealers, they shift and go to another location. So, I don't know, man. It's painful when you think of the residents, when you think of the kids that have to travel that way to go to school. What are we doing to protect our...
Yeah.
So, I don't know, John. So, that's another conversation. And I'm going to fight to the end with that particular one because our kids' lives are at stake. And the numbers are increasing as we speak in terms of the homicide rate. I mentioned earlier about being at the cemetery today, and it's just
gun victims,
mind blowing to be at that cemetery. And I was there in that cemetery in August when my nephew was murdered. The numbers have dwindled extremely, you know, it was hard for me to almost find his grave because there are more graves that are being added there. So that's what I said, John. So not only that, a lot of close friends of mine have passed on over the last month or so. I'm praying for them. Yeah, it's so I've really been on a sad note, man, to be honest. For those that are viewing and listening, I need you guys to keep encouraging us or be prayerful to help us because, you know, like me, John, we're more closer to the end than the beginning. So I don't know.
But, man, let's talk about something good.
Okay.
In spite of our woes and in spite of the depression that we're experiencing, somebody today, just because of Rick Ford, got better.
Somebody,
because of Rick Ford, in the middle of all of this, somebody got treatment. Some counselor approached somebody differently.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody decided, I'm going to try to kick this. It may not have been because of anything that you said today. But somewhere along the line, somebody is better off because of Rick Ford.
Yeah.
Celebrate those successes.
Yeah.
Well, I think that will do more to inspire us to do more.
Yeah.
that are allowing us to go places we know we shouldn't go in our mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Celebrate your successes with, because you have so many of them. You won't have time for the book, for the other stuff. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And I say that with love, bro.
Yeah. You know,
celebrate your successes. They far outnumber your woes.
Yeah.
Somebody today is better off because of you, Rick. And it doesn't matter whether you know your name or not.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. Well, you know, John, I just...
That cost you $500, by the way, so...
Checks in the mail, John.
Okay.
You know, I think this is why we really created this type of platform for, you know, the talk about addiction treatment and recovery. And I just know that we're at a time now that's so critical for us to put information out for people that are struggling, not only with the substance abuse, but mental health and depression and lack of jobs and lost ones. It's a big, it's
and
a
family,
big ball.
Family troubles.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So, to the rest of your wonderful staff over there at Consortium, and you know, I take my hat off to folks that are working in the field. You talked about that earlier. They have to go home and where they live at, and family members and neighbors and loved ones. And folks are, you know, we push hard to feed our community and, you know, just bring a plethora of food to all the residents in the community, the elderly folks.
Yeah,
I believe in, as a change agent, help people. We got to keep helping people and encouraging people that we can get to the other side. With all that stuff that was happening in Washington, D.C., all the stuff, the things that are mentally bothering us with the coronavirus and the vaccines, you know, folks ask me, and I'll say this again, they say, well, Rick, are you willing to take the vaccine? And I say, well, God has been my vaccine, and I'm just going to ride that out until I see fit when it's possible for me to take the vaccine. I'm going to pray that I keep doing what I need to do to stay away from that deadly disease.
Got it. I'm on the other side. I plan on taking it if I can. You know I'm on fentanyl, right?
Yeah.
And I've asked my primary, what is the potential interaction between the vaccine and fentanyl?
Oh, okay. Some adverse reactions?
I asked, and she told me she would get back to me, but told me not to take the vaccine until she could find the answer.
Right.
I'm not mandating that our employees take the vaccine. I'm going to provide them, we're going to provide them with enough information for them to make their own decision.
Yeah.
I think we are in, as mental health workers, we're in 1A, think we are. So we should be getting information soon about where we go and availability. I do want to give a shout out to Greater Philadelphia Health Management over there on Woodland Avenue,
mm-hmm.
and Spectrum Health Systems on Haverford Avenue.
Yeah,
there are two federally qualified health centers that are giving the vaccine out in our community.
That's great.
They're vaccinating people. And it's good, again, to be reminded of how essential those two health components are in our community as well.
Well, you know what we're going to do, John? Here's what we're going to do, because we have like 1 minute left. and here's anybody you want to thank before we leave, John?
I want to thank again the entire Consortium family, everyone. all 279 of you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you're continuing to do.
Love you, John.
More people achieve mental wellness.
John, we got to have our little lunch dinner.
Come on, man. How about that?
Yeah. So I'll give you a call. Again, tonight's show was sponsored by a consortium over there out West Philadelphia. And again, for the viewers and listeners, hey, we're going to get this together. We're going to thank our producer, Mike, for holding things down, really kind of helping us get this together. So until next week, peace. We love you guys. And I'll see you next week. And stay safe. Wash your hands, wear a mask, and stay away from people. Peace. We're out of here.
Not resume our regular programming when things die down. We're not black to help our bottom line or because it's politically correct. We're not joining a fight. This has been our fight, our message, our people. Black lives have always mattered here. We are
undeniably,
indefatigably, unapologetically, permanently black. Talk media.
WURD.
The Word Radio Newsletter.
Keeping you informed, engaged, and connected.
Sign up by visiting wordradio.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page and type your email address under Connect with Us. You'll receive the latest information on Word Radio, messages from our president and CEO, Sarah Lomax Reese, exclusive articles and multimedia content, and resources.
Stay informed
with the Word Radio Newsletter.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., in his own words. Brought to you by Pico, Keystone Plus, Premium Nutrition Meals, and JD's Auto Body and Painting. The immortal words of Dr. King.
What I'm saying to you this morning, my friend, even if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, go on out and sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures. Sweep streets like Handel and Beethoven composed music. Sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Sweep streets so well that all the host of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. If you can't be a pine on the top of a hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub on the side of the reel. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. And when you do this, you've mastered the length of life.
Brought to you by Pico, powering communities, Keystone Plus, premium nutrition.